This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
The result of the United States presidential election hinges on the outcome in just one place, the Midwestern state of Ohio.
中国向津巴布韦出口电力设备。美国总统大选季。
Outside the borders of the United States, considerable attention is focused on the presidential election here. It's a contest that many people overseas watched as closely as they would one of their own, if they had one. In France, several television outlets carried all-night coverage of the election. In Moscow, visiting Italian President Silvio Berlusconi joined his host, Vladimir Putin, and they watched the returns together on television. NPR's Anthony Kuhn in London has been monitoring foreign reaction, and he joins us now. Anthony, what have you been hearing?
Well, the comments so far from foreign leaders have been very careful because there's no result as of right now. But in what we've seen in comments from foreign leaders, there's definitely a desire to sound upbeat and to look on the bright side of what could happen here. Take, for example, German Interior Minister Otto Schily, who said that Germany would have to work with the U.S. and France and Great Britain to stabilize Iraq, no matter what their differences of position had been in the past. Also, there's French Foreign Minister Michel Barnier, who spoke today of renovating transatlantic relationships with the U.S. The point there is that I think many foreign leaders would be hoping for a mellowing of the Bush administration in the second term. They would be hoping that difficulties in Iraq and public opinion would all force the U.S. to reconsider some of its more unilateralist or preemptive policies. For example, Mohammad Ali Abtahi, an advisor to Iran's President Mohammad Khatami, said, interestingly, that a second term would give Bush the term he needs to end his projects in the region. There are those who feel that, for better or for worse, a second term would force Bush to either force the consequences of his mistakes or turn his enterprise around and make things and help things to come to a good conclusion.
Anthony, it's interesting to hear you say that there were some European leaders who were looking for a mellowing, as you put it, of the Bush administration. It seems apparent that some European leaders were hoping for a different administration than the Bush administration, although there were also some that backed the president, right?
Yeah, that's right. Of course, self-interest and national interest plays a very big part in it. And it's important to look at, for example, Russia's President Putin, who said that the defeat of Bush could be a good thing for terrorists. He's been buoyed by Bush's cooperation, and that's helped him deal with the Chechen issue. Japan's Prime Minister Kunichiro has said that he backs Bush. Because of his personal relationship to him. Also, look at China. Bush came into office saying that he saw China as a strategic competitor, and now they've forged a very solid working relationship, partly on the North Korea issue. So for many governments, they've had to work well with the Clinton administration. They've had to forge ties with the Bush administration. Their foreign policies are often pro-American, not just pro-Republican or Democratic.
We've just got a few seconds here, but look ahead a bit if you can. What might the outcome of this election, uncertain as it is, spell for world opinion about the United States?
Well, one possible outcome, of course, is that the Bush administration would not mellow, and that could mean that foreign opposition to U.S. leadership in world affairs gets worse. There are already many foreign opinion polls that show that people are not happy about U.S. taking the lead in world relations. Also, it could spell less international support for coalition forces in Iraq, and other countries could want to other countries' parliaments might put pressure on their governments to take their troops out of Iraq more quickly.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR's Anthony Kuhn in London. And, of course, you heard Anthony mention Iraq several times when talking about U.S. relations with the rest of the world.